Haynes marks the 25th year of Beer Fest with 25 breweries, and 17 students graduate from the Haynes School. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories are up next. It's not a drinking contest, it's a contest of drinks. That's one line from a brochure about the Haynes Craft Beer and Homebrew Festival. The beer-centric celebration is a quarter century old this year, and it's bigger than ever. 25 breweries will offer samplings to nearly 2,000 attendees. KHNS's Emily Files has more on the event this weekend.
Haynes' population will pretty much double this weekend.
It's like a whole cruise ship disembarking and then staying overnight.
Jessica Edwards is the director of the Southeast Alaska State Fair, which organizes Beer Fest. The most popular part of the festival is the beer tasting, a four-hour affair at the Haynes Fairgrounds on Saturday afternoon. There's food, music, and unlimited booze.
This is certainly the biggest year I've seen with vendor participation. We'll have about 25 different Alaskan and Yukon and Pacific Northwest breweries represented there, plus three distributors.
New vendors to the festival include three Anchorage-based operations, Anchorage Brewing Company, Cynosure Brewing, and Double Shovel Cider. There's also a new one from Juneau, Barnaby Brewing. That company's backstory is tied to the Haynes Beer Fest.
I tell everybody that the Haynes Beer Fest is sort of our we made it moment.
Matt Barnaby entered his homemade beer in the Haynes Festival's home brew contest, which usually sees between 60 and 100 entries. Barnaby won Best of Show in 2016. In September, he opened his own brewery. Now he'll be back at the festival in one of the official vendor booths.
I feel like you're not really a brewery in Southeast Alaska until you're pouring at that event.
Edwards thinks there are two reasons vendor interest in the festival is growing.
Really, the industry is on the rise in the state, so there's more breweries. And then the festival has a good reputation amongst the industry people. They like it. They have fun here.
But Edwards says they're also facing competition from more events.
You can find a beer festival in almost every city in the United States at some point in the year. And that's certainly true as there's more breweries and more businesses of that nature in the state of Alaska. So yeah, people will have to make a choice.
Last year, the festival added a new feature, a connoisseur's tasting before the regular event. For some extra money, 400 people are let into the tasting an hour early. It gives beer lovers time to get acquainted with brewers before the floodgates open and 1,300 more people come through.
We had extremely good feedback from that event. It was an opportunity for people who particularly wanted a chance to walk around and feel like they could talk to the brewers in the tents about specific beers. They just felt like it was that moment, that special moment where people were still not so busy that they couldn't tell them a little bit about what they were sampling.
Edwards says this year the festival will survey attendees about their favorite beers for a People's Choice Award. The other big event happens the night before the beer tasting. The Gourmet Brewer's Dinner is a five-course meal with beer pairings for each dish. A new chef is catering this year. Lionel Udapa works at the Salt Restaurant in Juneau.
We're pretty excited to work with someone in Southeast Alaska again this year because, you know, one of the challenges with this event is the sourcing of the food. It's hard for people who live in bigger areas to understand that you get your food once a week, that salmon isn't always available. You know, at this time of year, it's pretty early.
It doesn't look like Udapa is letting the food challenges of Southeast stop him. The dishes include sake-cured salmon, Jidori chicken roulade, and Alaskan pork belly. At Saturday's beer tasting, food booths will present delicacies like fried cheese curds and chicken samosas. In addition to the food and drink, there will be live music at the festival and establishments around town later in the day. For more information and a schedule of events, visit seakfair.org. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.
The Haines School graduated 17 students Tuesday night. The ceremony was filled with music beyond the usual pomp and circumstance. Speakers shared advice about being fearless, having ambition, and pushing boundaries. The concert choir sang Bill Withers' Lean on Me as the small class of soon-to-be graduates looked on.
You are a class that had from the beginning a reputation for being creative, motivated, smart, funny, clever, personable, and eager to learn.
Commencement speaker Lisa Andreessen taught the students when they were in middle school. She reflected on those years to provide advice for the future.
In middle school, you are caught between childhood and adulthood. You are there again. You are caught between a young person and a grown-up, discovering who you are in the world. The whole world is open to you. Who will you be? Where will you go? Who will you meet?
Andreessen told the students to be daring as they head into the next phase of their lives.
Go beyond your comfort level. If you always keep things easy for yourself, how will you know your full potential? This next phase of your life is supposed to be uncomfortable as you chart new territories, but don't be afraid of that discomfort and awkwardness. Use this fearlessness to grow as a person and become the best version of yourself.
Salutatorian Alexandria Habra addressed the class.
We have come a long way to be where we are now, and you've been in school for what feels like a long, long time. Now we have the chance to spread our wings and take flight towards a better tomorrow with ourselves as the guides.
Like Andreessen, she looked to the past for a piece of advice about the future.
As was once said in one of my favorite television shows as a child, Winnie the Pooh, rivers know this. There is no hurry. We shall get there someday.
Speaking of rivers, Dylan Palmieri performed Rivers and Roads with his brothers Keegan and Brennan.
Talking about the weather's changed. My family lives in a different state.
Valedictorian Madeline Andreessen gave her classmates advice by speech and through song with Maury Hayes.
When I look around at all of us, I see so many ambitious people who are going to make the most of the rest of their lives. No matter what we do, whether it includes going to college, vocational school, the military, working, or traveling, we will all go places in life.
She advised her fellow graduates to be more present in everything they do.
Something to keep in mind as we start to make our own choices is don't just look, but see. See the good and bad around you and contribute to making everything you see better. Don't just hear, listen. Going one step further from being present if someone is talking to you will open doors and build strong relationships.
Andreessen congratulated her friends and classmates.
We, the class of 2017, will push boundaries and make this world a better place in any way we possibly can. I will miss you all. Congratulations. We did it. Class of 2017.
And Alexandria Habra, Rachel Haas, and Faith Lockhart shared some hopes for their classmates.
Hope that you spend your days since they all add up. When that sun goes down.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. We also have news and announcements on our KHNS Facebook page, so make sure you follow us there. We're always open to your comments and story ideas, so drop us a line at news@khns.org or reporter@khns.org.